Mishnah Beis, Mutala Hakiv La'Be'er, one is allowed to bring the partitions, these boards, nearer to the well. Meaning the example we had in the previous Mishnah was where there is a very large gap between the corner boards. But you can bring the corner boards much closer to each other and closer to the well. As long as there is enough room within the square which is made by the boards within this Rosh Hayachid for the majority of a cow's body plus its head to be inside and drink from the well. So that way the owner would draw water from the well, put it down in front of the animal, and the majority of the animal's body would be inside this Rosh Hayachid drinking. But if the partitions are drawn so near to the well that the cow is, you know, half outside of the Rosh Hayachid, it's very likely that the cow might come to take a step backwards, and the owner will come to take the water from the Rosh Hayachid into the Rosh Hasharabim for the animal, because the Rosh Hayachid is just so small. And therefore there has to be at least that amount of space, which the Gemara explains is at least 2 amos on each side of the well. Surrounding the well, there has to be at least 2 amos within this Rosh Hayachid. And on the other hand, Mutar Laharchit Kol Shehu, one is also allowed to bring the corner boards further away from the well as much as he likes. Ul Vajji Abba Fasin, as long as he adds in more boards in between the corner boards, so the distance between each board is less than 10 amos according to Rabbi Meir, and 13 and a third amos according to Rabbi Yehuda. But you could technically make a massive area, a massive Rosh Hayachid, and add in 10 boards on each side, for example. They're not limited to just one board.